Well, I can, my mother and aunt, they could go into a bookstore, and my aunt, I'll just tell you this funny story, it's a long, kind of involved, but my aunt would say, I wrote this book, and people would understand immediately what my aunt was saying. My mother would go into a store and say, oh, I did the pictures in this book, and people would look at my mother as if she were crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Just to say, how could you possibly do these pictures?
And mm-hmm.
So I went into a bookstore one day, and I was buying several copies of Baby Deer because I wanted each one of my children to have a copy of it. And the clerk, who knew me very well, said, why are you buying so many copies of this book? And I said, oh, I posed for the pictures, and I opened it up to the one of the mothers sitting at the window holding
mm-hmm.
the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, see, don't you recognize my nose? These two women looked at me as if I'd gone out of my mind.
Didn't believe you?
No. So I thought, uh-oh. I said, okay, how much do I owe you? And finally, one of them said, what do you mean you posed for this book? So I just explained to them how my mother, you know, illustrated the book.
Mm-hmm.
But they thought I was crazy.
And your hair was, did she copy your hair,
yes,
done up
exactly.
like that?
Yes, exactly. Oh. My hair was long at that
time. Okay. This one must have been maybe in the 60s?
Yes.
60, okay.
And there's another funny story of the mother at the writing desk, because at this time I was living in Canada. My husband was in graduate school, and we didn't have a lot of money, needless to say. And when my mother sent the picture off to the editors in New York, they said, for heaven's sake, this woman's skirt is too long. Shorten the skirt. And my mother said, oh, my poor daughter can't afford the latest fashion. My mother had to shorten the skirt in that particular...
Oh, uh-huh. What were your favorite books of your mother's? Would it be just Baby Deer?
One of my favorites is Song of Praise.
Okay.
It's done in crayon.
Song of Praise.
No, by American Heritage Press. It was, my mother took the canvas full of Daniel and illustrated it. It's a beautiful little book.
Is that one in print now?
No.
Okay.
This is the one that this publishing company wanted to bring out.
Okay.
It's a gorgeous book. Another favorite, of course, is the Eloise Wilkin Book of Poems, which was her last book that
mm-hmm.
she collaborated on.
That one, I think her art is just the
it's
best.
Beautiful. Yeah. So, Wonders of Nature. I love her nature book.
Uh-huh. The one on birds?
Yes.
Oh.
That one. My mother, I'll tell you a story about birds if you like.
Okay.
I like to tell this story. My mother, she had a cottage at the lake across from my aunt's cottage, and one year a cat in the neighborhood killed a mother cedar waxwing, and there was a baby, and my mother had this little gazebo right down by the waterfront, so she took this baby into the, my mother was always rescuing birds and animals. And she put this bird in her gazebo to keep him away from the cat. She called him Cedric. And she fed Cedric and literally raised this bird. And then, when he was able to fly, she let him go.
Mm-hmm.
And the next season, we were down at the lake, and we were standing by some fir trees in my aunt's lawn, and my mother said, you want to see my Cedric? And I thought, whoa. I said, you know, okay. So she started doing this cedar waxwing bird call and calling Cedric. Cedric, and way off in the distance, you could hear this bird answering her. And he got closer and closer. He finally got into the fir tree where we were standing beside, and he was so excited to see my mother. It was her Cedric. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so as I say, this was typical of my mother. She was always rescuing some animal.
Well, my friend Carmen at Buried Treasure Books would like to know more about your mother continuing to illustrate books when her children were grown and you were older. What motivated her to continue working?
Actually, after my father passed away, my mother announced that she was going to stop, give up her illustrating career. And this was at a family gathering at my aunt's house, and we were all just in shock. And my aunt, who collaborated on quite a few books with my mother, said, what nonsense. And as to me, the older sister, she just thought, we can't allow this.
Uh-huh.
I think at that point, my mother really did think she was going to give it up.
Uh-huh.
At this point, she was very involved with soup kitchens and peace marches and what have you, and teaching inner city kids art lessons and one thing or another. But thank God my aunt said no. And so I guess she decided, well, okay. But at that point, she gave up her contract with Golden Book.
Yeah.
Thinking
uh-huh.
this would mean she'd do far less books. Well, once she gave up her contract, every publisher in the world was after her.
Yeah.
To illustrate this book. So I think she became even busier.
So then she'd have just different publishers asking her to do specific books.
Yes.
And she could just pick and choose what she wanted.
Exactly.
Did your mother know other children's authors and illustrators?
Mm-hmm. Yes. She knew a lot of the Golden Book
uh-huh.
and illustrators. Of course, she'd go down to New York quite a bit, and she'd meet them there. And
uh-huh.
She stayed with Margaret Weiss Brown. Yes, she very definitely did.
She said she liked Beatrix Potter's.
She loved Beatrix Potter. She loved... she was very... modest about her own work.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it was, I think it was until she was much older and everybody was making such a big fuss and fan clubs were popping up that she began to fully appreciate the work that, the body of work that she had given.
Mm-hmm. Did you realize you had a famous mother when you were young?
Not when I was young. I think we were adults before we began to fully appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe, but as young children, no, this was just our mother, this was just something she did.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we did as young children, but certainly as we became older.
Well, how can we get a copy of The Golden Years of Eloise Wilkin? What address? Do we write to, or is there a web page?
There's at the back of the book, there's an address.
Is it PMB 188?
188, 3510, Fair Oaks Boulevard, Sacramento, California, 95864.
And you can address it to D. Springett?
Yes.
That's Springett. And what is the price on that?
The price is $19.95 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. If you're in California, you have to add $1.69 sales tax.
Okay. And I'll write all that on my webpage also. Well, I want to thank you very much, Deborah Springett, for talking with us and we hope a lot of people will enjoy collecting Eloise Wilkin's books. I know I'm collecting them for my grandchildren. I enjoy going on eBay, seeing how much they all sell for.
Well, I know it's very hard when you're going on eBay because my mother used to get about 10 books, complimentary books, and she never saved a set for all of us. So we're scrambling around as everyone else is to get a complete collection of her books.
I know the dolls go for a couple $100.
And the books, even if it's a first edition of them books, they can be over $100.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they can be very pricey. And there's two people in Wisconsin that have over 600 different items of my mother's. It's incredible, their collection. So you're really fighting with people.
Well, she wrote over 110 books, right?
Yes. But, you know, apparently there's a lot of other things out there, too, that we didn't even know existed, that these people, they're incredible.
Huh.
And there's the nine dolls. They're very popular as well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, thank you.
It's not easy when you're fighting with everybody that wants these books on the internet. But anyway, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Well, thank you very much.